WQCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. 4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagG portion. Tonight we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, then we'll move to the EchoLink check-ins, and then the RF section. With the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville, and then WB9RA, Rich in Simpsonville, then KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville, and K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, and K4XMR, Melvin in Prosperity. Welcome W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, with N4IEI, Isla in Traveler's Rest. Next, we'd like to welcome W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, then KG4PFI, that's Don in Piedmont, along with KG4QLQ, that's Linda in Piedmont, and KI4LZI, that is Andy in Table Rock. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4RMM, that's Kurt in Greenville, and KC4W. That's Bill and Anderson. For the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KI4LJG, that is Robert and Marietta, and KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville, and then KW4TS, that's James in Belzer, and N4NLR, that's James in Greenville. Next, we'd like to welcome KA4WLL, that's Melvin and Taylor's, and then KQ4IYZ, that's David in Easley. Pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KJ4HYC, that's Charles in 6 Mile, and N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville, and then KQ4JSK, Antonio Asheville, and wrapping it up for the pre-net check-ins is KGUNP, Landon in Greenville. For JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I just want to make a quick correction on the pre-net check-ins. Close to the end there, had like a duplicate on a name, so I'd like to welcome N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville, and then KQ4JSK, and that is Kim in Asheville. And thanks for using the pre-net check-in. Next, we'd like to welcome our EchoLink stations. So EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KN4RJN. It's John in Brown Summit. and we'll be back around to chat with you a little later. Thanks for checking in. Okay, let's move to the RF portion of the net. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, Echo through Hotel, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
KO4JKV. To Duncan, you're sounding good tonight. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry and Candler. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
JKV. Please log Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Nelson. In Greenville, right to Spartanburg, negative and negative.
KV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX, that is Patrick in Penrose. Thanks for checking in tonight, Patrick. And then KC4EZN, that is Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Good to hear from you tonight, Harry. And then we'd like to welcome KO4GUN, that's Nelson in Greenville, en route to Spartanburg. So be careful out there when you're driving. Thanks for checking in. Next, we'd like to welcome W4FHJ. That is Gene in Taylors. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Gene. Let's do one more call. Echo through Hotel. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now let's move down the alphabet to India through Lima. I through L. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'm going to be negative and negative. Say 73s for each one of you.
KV. Hope you and your family are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Duncan, and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For JKV. Duncan, thank you for being here tonight. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna just got home. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit, and I'll see you then. 7-3.
Kilo 4 JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4 JFO. That's James in Tuxedo. Sounding good, James. Good to hear from you. And then W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Sid. And I meant to check into your net last night and didn't make it. It's been a while, so I'll try to make it there next Sunday on the Bearwalla Mountain. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That is Larry. And he brings along his newly returning wife, Donna, KC4MFK. And they make their home in Greer. And I have you down for some comments, Larry, so I'll be back around for you. Let's do another call, India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's check our Echo Link machine to see if there's any check-ins over there. Any station on Echolink, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The Echolink station, I believe that was Steven, but I heard you make something, a signal make it open the repeater, but I didn't get any voice with it. Do you want to try to check in again? Call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Echolink station, same thing happened this time. I just heard the squelch break open on the repeater, but no audio. So I'll give you a chance to work on that. And I'll check back with the Echolink stations here in just a bit. In the meantime, we will move on down to the alphabet for Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Control? Duncan, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, Rolla Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
KV, please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Mike Sierra Delta. That's KQ4MSD, David in Sandy Springs. And no traffic and no comments.
KL4JKB, this is W4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Yeti, Simpsonville, and I'll be hanging around till the end of roll call, over.
KL4JKB with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome KK4ONO, that is Lorena, and she brings along KK4DMW, Rick, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they are all in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Lorena. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4MFD, that is David in Sandy Springs. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, David. Then we'd like to welcome W4NTQ, that is Eddie in Simpsonville. We'll check back in with you, Eddie. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. Any other stations? Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now we'll move on down to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Great signal from up there. This is November 0, Tango Romeo, N0TR. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Duncan, and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
For JKV, checking Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
KV. Duncan, please check in Alpha, Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, AA1RD, Bob in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to you and all on the net.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome N0TR, that is Tom in Greer. Good signal tonight, Tom. And KO4QLG, that is Chris in Liberty. Good to hear you tonight, Chris. And then we'd like to welcome AA1RD, that is Bob in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Bob. Let's give another call, Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now we'll go to the end of alphabet, U through Z, uniform through Zulu. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters U through Z and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
JKV. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4 Zulu Lima Kilo. Portable on HT. Hope I'm making it. My name is Shane. I'm in Greenville. No traffic, no table.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome K4XB. That is Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Tommy. Next, we'd like to welcome N4ZLK. That is Shane, portable with the HT in Greenville. Sounding good. Your portable is doing just fine. So, good job. Good to hear from you tonight, Shane. Let's make one more call, uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. Got it for that group for now. Let's move to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Hope you're doing well tonight. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec KB2 BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KB2 BYQ. That is Dave and Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Dave. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's our net control manager, Dave in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Dave, and hope all's well. Okay, let's open it all the way through the alphabet. A through Z, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Mr. Duncan in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bright joint. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, all on the net, and thanks for calling the net.
JKV. Appreciate you calling the net tonight for us. Sounds like you got a good one going on. If you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. The location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments tonight, Duncan. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
For JKV, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta in Greer. I will be in and out this evening. Over.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KI4DOS, that is Gary, and he brings along his wife Joy, K3JOY, and they're down there in Easley. Good to hear you tonight, Gary. Thanks for checking in. Next, we'd like to welcome AK4HR, that is Mike in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Mike. Next up, we'd like to welcome KO4PXB, that is Lloyd in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Lloyd. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4JD, that is Joe in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Joe, and hope you're doing well. Let's make another call all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I have an EchoLink station that just popped up. So EchoLink and EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Duncan, this is KA4PQA. I had to resort to my phone EchoLink because my computer audio is giving me issues. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa, Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, no traffic and no rag Q, and John KJ4RJN, John, if you're listening, I gotta get work on this. I appreciate the conversation and the text. I just have to talk with you later on, John. KA4PQA.
Call sign, Stephen. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KA4PQA. That's Stephen in Greenwood, and I'm glad you got that figured out and glad we could get you in the log. And I hope John got your message. I think I'm about ready to talk to him here in a second. But thanks for checking in tonight with us. Let's do one last call all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between the rag chews. The first up on the stump is KN4RJN. That is John in Brown Summit. How are you doing tonight, John? Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. This is KN4RJN. Let me say to Stephen, since he's still listening. Roger that, Stephen. I understand. You go take care over there, buddy, and you have a good evening. In any event, let me go to what's going on in the sky here. The big thing coming up, well, let me get to the sun thing. There was a coronal mass ejection that headed our way and a really big flare that kind of did a number on radio communications today. There was like a 55% chance of an R1 minor to moderate today, and that drops to 40% tomorrow and the next day. Anything greater than that, it's only about a 5% chance. A couple of flares headed our direction that kind of messed with radio a little bit. So if you had any problems today, that's why. Other than that, we got a meteor shower coming up. The Geminids, which will max on December 14th, which is Thursday. However, on Wednesday night, you may be able to see some. it will ramp up. On Wednesday night, shortly after sunset, we'll hit a peak of about 120 around 2 a.m. is possible on local time, and then it will continue until until the sun comes up. And Thursday, it'll appear again until twilight Thursday morning, and then that Thursday night should be good too. So either Wednesday night or Thursday night. Get your lawn chair out. I would take a blanket. I just stepped out there a little while ago and realized after putting on my winter coat and my winter hat and my gloves that I need long johns too if you're going to stand around and look at it for very long. Get a lawn chair, lay back, get your favorite hot beverage, whatever that might be, and lay back and look towards the east. They will appear to radiate from the constellation Gemini, which is right behind Orion. but you can see them anywhere in the sky. That's just where they appear to be coming from. They're little sand-sized grains that drop from an asteroid designated 3200 Cepheid. And in the Americas, we'll be able to see quite a few. They are often brightly colored. They are slower than average, so they can, you know, you can spot them a little bit easier. And You don't need a telescope. You don't need binoculars. You couldn't track them with either one of those fast enough anyway. But just lay back, let your eyes adjust, go out either, you know, Wednesday night or Thursday night or both, and look towards the east and just kind of scan the eastern and southern and, you know, just anywhere. Around 2 a.m. on Wednesday night, it'll be almost direct, the constellation will be almost directly overhead if you want to stay up that late. But, again, KNN got me, but this is one of the best meteor showers of the year. So if you get a chance and you got clear skies, and at least the weather up here is predicted to be clear skies, so go out and take a look at that. Anything going on in your world, Duncan?
For RJN, this is KO4 and JKV with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Well, that's good information, and yeah, it's good to know that it's this week, and by word of mouth, I haven't really checked the week outlook on the Weather Channel, but I think we're going to have some pretty good nights, so it might be a possibility for me to get out there and check out that meteor shower this Wednesday and Thursday, and so yeah, I know where Orion is. I can see it any night these days, so I'll look up that direction, and I will definitely probably have to dress warm, because even right now, it's 32 degrees in Asheville, and it's supposed to get down to 20 tonight. So it's going to be cold this week, so I will check that out. Other than that, kind of looking forward to the winter. I kind of a winter person, so yeah, so that's what I'm looking forward to, the weather. And other than that, just been playing radio and just kind of staying busy with other things. Back to you.
This is KN4RGN. Well, I'm glad. Excuse me. I'm glad somebody likes winter. I do not. I'm not a fan of cold weather at all. And this is from a guy that used to live in Maine. But we took a vacation down to Mexico here a few weeks ago, and it was rarely below 80 degrees, and the humidity was about the same. And I enjoyed every minute of it. My wife didn't care much for it, but I enjoyed it. I was never cold down there, and looking at the forecast for the next few days, I just might have to go back. I'm not a fan of cold weather, but in any event, as a wise man once told me, well, you can always put more clothes on. You can only take so many off, so I guess there is that, but it's the dry air. It does a number on me, but but other than that, Duncan, that's all I've got, and I'll send it back to you.
KN4RJN, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Well, thanks, John. Thanks again for that Skywatch information. And talking about heat, my youngest sister, she lives in Las Vegas, and I visit her and her husband once in a while, every year or two. And it gets really very hot there in the summer. Last time I was there, it was about 114 degrees. I've never experienced that before. It's so hot that it's exciting. It's like I've never been that hot before, so it's unbelievable. But anyway, good fun business there. Good to talk to you. I look forward to next time I run the net, it will be 2024. It'll be next year. So this is my last net for the year. So thanks again, John. And let's see. Next up on the stump, we have KK4JBQ. That is Larry. How you doing tonight, Larry? Call KO4JKV.
For JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thank you again for being here, bringing us all together. It is such a pleasure to sit here and listen to you and John talk. You know, you can read this stuff on the internet, but I mean, it's just not the same. Not the same thing as hearing a conversation and you know, the little personal things that you might say, like heat is exciting. You got me there. Well, I think swelter might have been my word. 114 degrees, Lordy.
Well, today was a fabulous day. Who could ask for better, well, for clearer skies, and you could move around. You could do things out there. Not so much right now. So I enjoyed a little bit of that. Took a little walk this afternoon and said hello to a few neighbors. Occasionally I like to do that. Our neighbors are awfully close. We share walls with some of them. But still we don't get out as much as we ought to say hello to friends that live on down the street, perhaps, or say hello to their dogs. There's a good many of our neighbors here that walk their dogs. And I haven't had a dog since I was 7, I guess. I kind of miss them, but I've never been able to keep one. I like a good-sized dog, not those little toy things. And the apartments and such that I lived in before Donna and I married, my goodness, I could just barely keep a cat entertained. You know, animals can go stir crazy. They can really, it affects them. They can't explain why it is they can't move around in the world. We can. We can give ourselves a reason for sticking ourselves into a little cubicle of some sort. I've always lived in small places. So, after marriage, I continued with cats, and Donna likes cats, so now we have 4. And they're all sweet little personalities. One of them is, she's queen of the place, and she likes her throne, and she lets everybody else know about it. It's a little consternation once in a while. Oh, gracious. So, anyway, I am thankful for hot water. I really am truly thankful for hot water, because I can get a bone chill and stand in the shower for 2 minutes with a little more than warm falling on me, and it goes right away. So I'm just so thankful for hot water. Yeah. And anyhow, so how are you feeling tonight? You sound pretty good.
JBQ, this is KO4 JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I'm feeling okay. I have a little headache, but that's about it. And other than that, I'm doing okay. And I agree with you that hot water is a good thing. I believe things like the hot water heater and the air conditioning unit are some of the greatest inventions ever discovered. So I'm with you on that. Even better than sliced bread, I'd say. And let's see. Since my wife and I, Daniel, have been married, we've had cats. We've only had one cat at a time. But when we met, she had a cat, probably already about 8 years old. It lived on to be quite old. And then when that cat died, she talked me into getting this stray kitten that somebody had. And we've raised that. And he's been with us for about 15 years. So he's getting really, really up there. So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to having a dog next, I do believe. And yeah, I'm with you. I like a bigger dog, like a lab or something. Not a big fan of the small dogs. My mom and... she's in Cincinnati. She has 2 tiny little dogs. I don't even know what kind they are, but yeah, not a big huge fan. But anyway, that's about it. Other than that, let me let this drop for a second. Exciting thing, radio-wise, was yesterday. It was really bad weather to do anything outside, but it was a good day to sit in the shack and try to make some 10-meter contacts, because it was the ARRL 10-meter contest. So I didn't go crazy and didn't spend all day on that contest, but I did make some really good contacts, so it was pretty neat. I was wanting to make some CW contacts in 10 meters, but every station I found, they're just going too blazing fast. So I just stuck with single sideband. But that's about it. Anything else, Larry? KK4JBQ. This is KO4JKV.
Doc, KK4JBQ. I'm drawn to CW. I've been working on it for, you know, a couple years. Really not very good. And I would struggle in a QSO. That's the threshold, as I understand it. Once you get on the air, dive in head first. That's just the best way if you're going to do this. When you feel like you can, you know, not refer to a cheat sheet in order just to say, you know, just to put in your own call sign, you know. So that's where I still am. I think it's a rhythm thing, you know. Trying to maintain something like, well, maybe I liken it too much to, you may be able to tell me this, too much to conversational language. Having a rhythm, keeping it going, not letting too much air, too much silence in between words like that. It just sounds too choppy, you know, when you're listening to it. Now, CW might be the same thing. At least I think that's my fear, is that I would put in a K. The next one is not that difficult for me. Put in another K. But then I'm mystified on four. I know that's an easy one, but I just want to say that, for example, I'm mystified on four, and I delay too long. And the other person is expecting a rhythmic pattern, you know, like beating a drum, like, you know, come right along with it. So I'm still pretty choppy. That's what's holding me up. It sounds like you're long past your first QSO. And so I listen to folks like you when they give me some of their experience. So if you could give me a little more of that, KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ, KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, I've been doing it for 2 years, every day practicing. And trying to make QSOs of various types, Rag 2 or the Straight Key Century Club or Parks on the Air or even Summits on the Air, and try to just kind of immerse myself in it. But still, I'm at the point where I can head copy pretty good at 15 words a minute. If I really focus, I'm right about 20. But once people start throwing certain abbreviations in there, because I'm always expecting a word of some kind. As I'm hearing the letters come out, I'm expecting a word. But if it's an acronym or some sort of abbreviation, that can throw me off. But I heard somebody give some advice that I try. And when you're listening, turn it down lower than you normally think you need it. And then just kind of just, I guess, call it space out, or just kind of like a trance, or I don't know if it's a meditative state, but just kind of block out everything and just let the sounds come in. And that kind of helps too. But the one thing that really helps me, let me let this drop. Everybody, when you're first trying to copy, you're doing it by, as you're hearing it, writing them down. And it, right around 15 words a minute, it gets too fast to really write down. So in my head, instead of trying to visualize the letters, I actually visualize me writing it down quickly. Like I can visualize the pen writing the numbers and letters out. And that helps a bunch. It's hard to do, but it seems to work. So that's all I got for now. Back to you. KK4JBQ, KO4JKV.
Couple of things that nobody's ever mentioned to me before, and I wouldn't have thought that turning the volume down to challenge your ears, you know, I never thought that might be helpful but I can see how it might. And I would agree that, you know, I understand there are, quite a few pro signs, the acronyms you speak of. But if you go off the track, you know, and people showing off will do that. And they'll throw in an acronym and you spend, I mean, you don't have an extra split second to figure it out. You have to recognize it right now. Or you miss the follow-on word or two, you know, especially at those speeds. Well, I admire your efforts and your tenacity to stick to it for a couple of years, and you're a good example. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And with that, I'll wish you a good night, and the same to everybody listening. Thank you again, Duncan, for calling the net for us, bringing us all together. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you.
KK4JBQ. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, it was good to talk to you, Larry, and always good to hear your voice on the radio, so don't be a stranger. I'd love to chat again in the future, so, yeah, good talking to you. And with that being said, let's see if there's any late check-ins. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
JKV. And Duncan and everybody on the net, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, no traffic, no comment.
KN4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome KN4CHY, that is Keith and Seneca. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Keith. And let's see, let's check to see if Eddie's still around. And if W4NTQ, and if you're still around and want to say something, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV, this is W4NTQ. I'm listening a lot of times, so something comes up on the computer that I need to talk to. There's a lot of friends all around here, and I get busy doing something else. That's when somebody else calls me. But I try to keep it quiet in here and cut all the other stuff off. I enjoy the conversations. But I've been having 75 years, and I slow down some and don't get out and experiment too much. So I'm going to let you go, and I'll go cut off some more Christmas lights here. And I stay by myself, by the way. I got a lot of folks around, kin folks close by, though. That's the reason I'm here. And it's up UC in Asheville. I used to do a lot of hams up there, but I forgot who they were in my older age there. So, KL4JKB and Duncan, and we'll try to see you next time you're on. I'll make it over.
MTQ, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that sounds good, Eddie, and yeah, I won't keep you here forever. I just wanted to make sure you had a chance to talk if you wanted to. I do remember that you had a new radio that you needed help with. I don't know if someone was able to help you with that, but if not, I'll keep my ears open. And so have a good one, Eddie, and stay warm. It's probably not going to get as cold down there as it is up here. It's still going to get pretty cold. So I'll break with W4NTQ, Eddie. And let's do one more call for check-ins all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
38 down here now.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that sounds good, Eddie. Good to hear you. And have a good evening. And I look forward to talking to you next time. Let's see. Have I missed anybody for comments? If so, call KO4JKV. Well, nothing heard. I think we have everybody. This is KO4JKV, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. Let me submit my net report. Tomorrow night, though, the net control operator will be Ariel. His call sign is NY4G, and he would appreciate it if you check in with him. So stand by for my net report. KO4JKV, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73s and good night.